Good afternoon and welcome.
My name is Linda Seeley, Chair of the Board of Directors of St. Leonard's Community Support, Prevention and Residential Services. The board and CEO, Kelly Nolan, extend a warm welcome to the Honorable Rob Flack, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Tyler Alsap, Simcoe North, Member of Provincial Parliament for Bay of Quinte, from the Municipality of Quinte West, His Worship Mayor Jim Harrison. We also welcome Mr. Bob Mullins, Warden of Hastings County, and from Loyalist College, Kirsten Salisbury, Manager for the Center of Healthy Communities. We are delighted to host the official announcement and opening of our semi-independent living site. Before continuing, shall we pause for a land acknowledgement? May we be reminded and acknowledge that we are on the traditional territories of the Anishinaabeg, Huron-Wendat, Haudenosaunee, and the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte First Nation. We honor their cultures and celebrate their commitment to this land. We recognize the systemic inequities that stem directly from past wrongdoings, and we commit to respecting and working toward reconciling this history of injustice. St. Leonard's has taken very seriously and acted upon the ever-increasing number of homeless youth in our communities. The Semi-Independent Living Project, or SIL, if you may, would not be possible without the Province of Ontario's Homeless Prevention Program. Through the County of Hastings grant application process, the SIL project plan was submitted, resulted in improved funding, for which we are grateful. What we are witnessing today is the result. Additionally, St. Leonard's is appreciative of the Municipality of Quinte West, from its mayor and city council to its planning advisory committee, fire and building inspectors. With funds granted through the Homelessness Prevention Program, we bought this church in February of 2024. After approved renovations and inspections, we are currently in receipt of a certificate of occupancy. Our CEO, Kelly Nolan, has been the driving force behind this project and has worked tirelessly. The SIL project is a pilot servicing unhoused youth 15 to 24 years of age and is the first of its kind in Hastings County. Managed by Jenica Rollison and supported by her team, we are offering 4 transitional beds and 6 youth emergency beds. Housing is the number one protective factor for everyone. Youth, however, are far more vulnerable and become prey to human and drug trafficking. We are offering youth a safe place to live and sleep, a humane and caring environment, supportive programs, and a fresh start. Everyone here today can feel very good knowing that collectively we have succeeded in a vision becoming a reality. It is my pleasure to invite to the podium the Honorable Rob Flack, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing.
Well, thank you, Linda. It is obviously a great pleasure to be here in Eastern Ontario. I've been traveling as of Monday. I left Renfrew County, got to Ottawa, spent time in Ottawa, Cornwall, Stormont, Dundas, Glengarry, Morrisburg. We were down to Kingston last night and there this morning, and happily in Trenton today. So working my home to southwestern Ontario, and really glad I can be back here. I can say in my former life I used to do a lot of business in eastern Ontario, and Trenton was along the way, and many good memories and many fond friendships I still have in this region. So thank you for that introduction, Linda. And I just want to say St. Leonard's Community Support, Prevention and Residential Services, you guys, the not-for-profit sector in this province is nothing but amazing. And St. Leonard's, along with the many others, do a fantastic job, and you couldn't do it without people like that. So the team at St. Leonard's, Jim Harrison, the mayor of Quinte West, Bob Mullen, the ward of Hastings County, and of course, my great friend and colleague, Tyler Alsop, MPP for Bay of Quinte. I'll say he's making quite a name for himself in Queen's Park. He's not shy. I think if you know him well, you'll realize he's not shy to share his thoughts, his opinions, and he's a welcome addition to Queen's Park and to our party in particular and to our government. So thank you, Tyler, for doing a great job. I know this announcement's been coming for a long time. It was announced a little while ago, and it takes time and it takes money. This project, which will provide a safe place for local youth, is a great example of what we can do with our communities when we work together. Communities, not-for-profit, the provincial government working together has proven that it can be done yet again. So I want to thank the staff and officials at Hastings County and Quinte West for the partnership in this project. And I especially, again, want to single out St. Leonard's, who's leading this redevelopment, for your dedication and for the vision of this project. As I drove up, I thought this was a church. Oh, my goodness. I'm in the community, but a wonderful example how you can repurpose assets in this province and put them to good use. St. Leonard's is an incredible organization that truly leads by example, as do many of our not-for-profits. So it's no exaggeration to say the work you do changes people's lives for the better and probably forever. That's why we were proud and are proud to have invested $1 million through our homelessness prevention program. I'll just wait for a sec. I know there's an airport here. $1 million through our homelessness prevention program to support this project, which will create a 10-bed home for youth in Trenton, knowing that 6 of these beds are for emergency purposes and 4 are for transitional housing, an important need in the housing continuum in Ontario. We know that supportive housing is more than just a place to live, and through this project, we're giving young people the stability and support they need to change lives for better in the communities they live. Our government firmly believes that everyone should be able to call home and have a safe place that they can call home. That is why we increased funding for annual homelessness prevention programs by $202 million right across this province. Here in Hastings County, we delivered $6.1 million, an increase of 80% more than the previous year. We're investing to better meet the needs of communities to support projects like this, one we are celebrating today, that you're celebrating because it was a community effort. With that being said, we know that there is more work to be done, always more work to be done. And we will continue taking action on this vital and important issue. Thank you again for everyone here today for the role in making this possible. Because again, I want to say, it's the human effort, the spirit, and I could tell when we were meeting before we came out here that there's a great enthusiasm, because I think you're going to welcome the first residents here tonight or tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
So come for the party here tomorrow night. We're incredibly appreciative of your efforts to build a stronger, more inclusive Ontario where everyone is positioned for success and look forward for more opportunities to collaborate. Everyone deserves a home. Everyone deserves a roof over their head. It's not a privilege. It's a right in this province. And this is a shining example of exactly what you've done to create this reality, to create this dream to come true. So with that, I will thank you again and invite our incredible MPP, Tyler Alsop, to the podium to say a few words.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today. And thank you, Minister Flack, for those great comments and for being with us in Quinte West. And as you've seen, with one of the largest Air Force bases in Canada, the flyover noise is a constant occupational hazard when you're doing announcements. But it's so great to be here today and to bring this news, the important $1 million investment that we will make, that will make such a difference in our community. You have an important task, as you know, leading our government to push the dream to bring back home ownership within reach for more families across Ontario. Belleville and Quinte West are both considered some of the fastest growing cities in Canada. You might notice, Minister, particularly in the West End, where we've made record infrastructure investments through the Municipal Housing Infrastructure Fund, that construction is absolutely booming in this area. These builds can't be one size fits all. They must consider the needs of all the residents in our communities. Whether it's here in Trenton or in your community in St. Thomas, smaller cities are feeling the impacts of homelessness, addiction, and mental health. And youth are no exception to that trend. If we can provide stable, secure housing for those in precarious situations, it can be the foundation upon which they can access treatment, support, and employment opportunities. This 10-bed project, spearheaded by St. Leonard and supported by Hastings County through Ontario's Homelessness Prevention Program, will do just that. There are transit links here. Staff will be in place to teach youth how to live independently, and ties have been forged with Loyalist College and other education providers. Individualized support can also be arranged right here on site. We're also looking forward to seeing these residents integrate with their community and become good neighbors here in the growing community of Quinte West. I'm excited to see occupancy is almost upon us. We heard tomorrow night, which is fantastic. I would have brought a housewarming gift had I have known, for both the transitional and the emergency beds that are here on the property. Congratulations to everyone who has contributed to this project and brought us to this incredible day. I'm looking forward to hearing more stories about your success in the future. Thank you very much. We will welcome Bob Mullins up to the podium.
Well, thank you, Tyler. I get to follow him second time this week, Tyler. On behalf of Hastings County, I am pleased to be here today to celebrate such a significant funding allocation through the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing and Homelessness Program for the St. Leonard Supportive Youth Housing Program. This program will provide vulnerable youth, young people, with the opportunity to have a place to live while accessing educational supports and resources that will lead to a meaningful employment and permanent housing. Hastings County Community and Human Services Department, in collaboration with St. Leonard's Community Services, City of Quinte West, and Loyalist College, has been able to build a strong plan to affect that true change in the lives of our youth by providing more than just a roof over their heads. We are looking forward to sharing in the success of this innovative partnership and hope to continue to enhance and support the services we provide. I would like to thank and recognize Minister Rob Flack for bringing such positive news to Hastings County to support this important project, and for MPP Tyler Alsap as our local representative. I would also like to thank Mayor Jim Harrison and Loyalist College President Mark Kilpatrick, along with Linda Seeley and St. Leonard's Community Support, Prevention and Residential Services, for their continued support and for your collaboration in this effort. On behalf of Hastings County Council, I would like to express our gratitude for this funding. It is not just a commitment to providing the infrastructure, it is a commitment to offering supportive person-centered support to help people stay housed. Thank you all again for your time today.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am honored to be here today to speak on behalf of our president at Loyalist College, Mark Kirkpatrick. It's a pleasure to be here and celebrate the power of community collaboration in action. I want to begin by acknowledging the team at St. Leonard's, Hastings Prince Edward, for their commitment to helping vulnerable youth navigate life's transitions. Their work is essential to the well-being of our region, and Loyalist College is honored to stand alongside them as a partner. At Loyalist, we're immensely proud of the strong relationships we've built across this region. Our role as a post-secondary institution is intertwined with our commitment to serving our communities. One way we fulfill that responsibility is through applied research. Applied research allows us to work directly with local organizations on the challenges they're grappling with and help develop practical, long-term solutions together. Often, that process begins with a conversation, an open invitation to our partners to share what they're seeing on the ground and where they think Loyalist can help. It is that spirit of engagement and thoughtful collaboration that led to this project. When St. Leonard's approached Lori Lamore Slatter, Program Coordinator at Loyalist College's Social Service Work Program, to help strengthen their service model and better support at-risk youth in our region, Lori saw a valuable opportunity to bridge classroom learning with real-world impact. With the support of Loyalist Center for Healthy Communities, Lori and her students stepped up to assist St. Leonard's in developing a new applied research project. Among those students was Jenica Rollison, who began her involvement as a placement student at St. Leonard's and quickly became a core contributor to this initiative. Together, Lori and Jenica conducted a needs assessment, gathered data, and reimagined how St. Leonard's could deliver their services to young people in need. Their work laid the foundation for the creation of an emergency youth housing space and supported independent living, an achievement we are proud to celebrate today. And in remarkable full circle moment, Jenica is now employed at St. Leonard's, operationalizing the very project she helped to develop. Her journey reflects the power of applied learning and the leadership of Loyalist graduates across our region. I want to extend our heartfelt gratitude to Lori, Jenica, and everyone whose dedication helped to make this outcome possible. I also want to thank Hastings County, our municipalities, and our ministers for recognizing the value of this initiative and providing the support needed to bring this vision to life. This project demonstrates how community-led research can help inform more responsive, sustainable service models across the region. It reminds us of what is possible when we empower learners and community organizations to work together to support shared goals. We look forward to continuing to work with St. Leonard's to advance these critical services. Thank you.
And we have the wonderful mayor of Quinney West, Jim Harrison, here, and I'm sure he'd like to come up and say a couple words.
Thank you very much. I went a little too far east, I guess, to start with. So, but anyways, I thank the provincial government for supporting. There's so many people that need a little extra help, and this is a situation where we're trying to do our best to help people understand the issues they deal with and look after them and move forward. So thanks to all the staff for the work they do. This is obviously a 24/7 operation. So again, thank you very much.